Well, do you have any inspiring stories to share of practicing with strong fear, animals, etc.? I'm inspired when I hear such stories from monks of this tradition. I don't know how inspiring it is, but it was. Part of our training in Thailand was to take the opportunity to practice in sort of wild places. Of course, it's Thai forest monks' stories always go to tigers and elephants, and because I think there's something really kind of primordial about fear of say of something like tigers, snakes as well. I spent a rains retreat. My first time on extended Tudong for a year, and I was on my own. And rains retreat, and I had, and it was an area with it was along the border of Burma, and I was on my walking meditation path at night. And there's a really distinctive smell that tigers have, and so on my walking meditation path, my kuti is maybe out from here, maybe to the door away, and I'm walking back and forth, and I can, and it was something. I got the smell and got the sound of the this tiger, this kind of circling around me, and it was the sort of thing that just every cell in your body becomes terrified. And I wasn't sort of thinking, "Oh dear, there's a tiger." It was sort of all of a sudden, bang! It was the feeling was incredibly strong. So I'm walking back and forth, and my kuti is I could go to my kuti, but my kuti is incredibly flimsy, so it's really not much point. So and what came to mind was the sutta, where the Buddha himself talks about his own work, and it's in the Majjhima Nikaya, working with fear and dread, and so that staying in the posture that one's in until that feeling of fear and dread subsides, so not changing posture until. And so I did. I just continued doing walking meditation back and forth for, it's hard to tell, it's probably an hour or more. And you could, from time to time, you could kind of sense that movement. Just because the forest is very, very dense. It's tropical jungle, very diverse. Forest, and I just kept walking back and forth until it really did subside, and then I went and sat and sitting doing mindfulness of breathing, and the thought sort of comes to your mind, what am I doing in this forest? It's tigers. I mean, this is serious. And then you start thinking rationally, okay, what would I do? And if it actually attacked me. And then so you're sitting meditating, and you're contemplating that, and there's all the different scenarios there. And so, no. If it really decided to attack, you'd just die. That's not negotiable. I mean, tigers are incredibly powerful, and I remember it's sort of a similar area years later, and we had this. The adjacent village was, I mean, these are very tiny villages. There are mine sites along the border, and this village was the owner of the mine had been raising kind of cows for some strange reason. Had a few, and it was like this huge Brahma bull. It was big, and it was fairly young. And it kept coming over to stay with us. It'd walk over through the forest and along the roads, and it'd come and stay with us. And there was no place because it had more people at this other little village, and more people, a couple other cows for it to be with. Obviously, it wasn't getting along in his social group. He was alienated or something. And anyway, he decided he wanted to be a forest monk or something. But he came, but we kept taking it back. We did that several times because you know, we were concerned for its well-being. If it's on its own, because tigers are just around all the time. But it would just kept coming back. So they made a little kind of a corral for it, and the thing is probably, you know, it's probably 1,500 pounds, 2,000. I mean, it's big and was, you know, sort of rippling with muscle. And it stayed for a few days, and then one morning, it was gone. It had been, tiger had come. Tiger had come, and we found the tracks, and it was a mother tiger with her. A small, so it's like, and you could see a footprint of the tiger. Could put my hand down like this, and that was the footprint. Their legs go up. Anyway, it had what it did was, it scared it out of the corral, and then ran it for, you know, just kept, ran it for a while, till it got tired. And then it attacked from behind, and in one shot, managed to sever both tendons in the back of its legs. It's incredible power, and knew what it was doing. Mm-hmm. So they're, tigers are, I mean, they're amazing animals, but they're definitely apex predators.